As we welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show, it's at this time every week that we talk with Lisa Lanier, our official attorney of this program. Let's say hello to her. Hello, Lisa. How are you?
Hey, good morning.
A couple of stories that we've seen before. Tell us the chance you think these folks have. One man, elderly, is suing a Dunkin' Donuts over a cup of hot coffee that he says spilled into his lap, causing second-degree burns. It's one again of these again. He ordered a black coffee out of Dunkin' Donuts. He's 74. The lid popped off and hit him on the inner thigh, his left inner thigh, caused him all sorts of second-degree burns, treated for serious and severe injuries, great pain and suffering. He's suing. And then a woman, very similar case here, on JetBlue Airlines on a flight in May, was going from Orlando to Hartford with her 5-year-old daughter, and she ordered a hot cup of tea, which spilled on her upper chest, breasts. She had issues on her arm. She had all sorts of burns. As soon as the plane landed, she goes to the emergency room. She's had to have skin grafts and all this, and says it was traumatizing to her daughter, who had to witness all of this. So, Lisa, do both of these folks get paid, do you think? The woman is much younger than the man who's suing Dunkin' Donuts. What are your thoughts on these cases?
Yeah, I think, you know, for different reasons, I think that they probably will get paid. The Dunkin' Donuts thing, this thing's turned into like an epidemic for Dunkin' Donuts. I mean, people are getting burned right and left. They need to look into a different lid.
Yeah.
Because these lids are popping. This is all about these lids popping off.
Yeah.
They just settled in February of this year. They just settled a similar lawsuit with a 70-year-old woman in Georgia for $3 million. Where same thing, handing her out of the drive-thru, handing her the hot coffee, lid pops off, spills in her lap, skin grafts, severe burns, legs and genitals, you know, terrible.
Yeah.
It keeps happening over and over. There are literally bunches and bunches. I don't know. I don't even know how many. I lost count of how many of these lawsuits are pending. All the same thing, severe burns from the lid popping off. So Dunkin', they're going to settle that. And I think they need to rethink the lid. The JetBlue thing is a little bit different. And I actually read a couple of stories that said this lady didn't order the tea. The person in front of her ordered the tea.
Oh, man.
She was seated behind them.
Yeah.
But the negligence here is, number one, they say that the water was at a temperature higher than industry standards. Okay, that's probable, you know, that she could prove that maybe. But the bigger thing is they were in severe turbulence, but they continued the beverage service.
Oh, man.
So they were literally trying to hand this person this tea, and boom, there's a big, you know, they hit a big air pocket or whatever. The hot tea goes flying on the lady behind her.
Oh.
So that, to me, that's the negligent part. I mean, there's a reason that, you know, they put that the pilot says, hey, everybody needs to go sit down. We're going to discontinue the beverage service because injuries happen from those heavy carts.
Yeah.
They happen from the hot beverages. I mean, that's one of the big reasons. And people, you know, the attendants are in danger if they're up there serving. So, yeah, I think that was the big negligence. And I think they'll both recover, probably. They both had terrible burns, skin grafts, all that.
Yeah.
I don't know about tea. I've never ordered it. But on planes, I've ordered hot coffee, and there is no lid.
That's right.
They just hand it to you.
Yeah. Right. It to you.
Yeah.
And tea, if I'm not mistaken, my wife drinks both coffee and tea. Tea is served hotter. I mean, you boil the water.
Yeah, it's hot water.
Yeah.
It's boiling water.
Yeah, they put boiling water. And it is hot. Yeah, I mean, I've ordered tea on the plane before. It's hot.
Biggie's got it figured out. He orders a cold coffee.
Yep.
He's made a switch.
Well, I'm strictly cold brew.
That's right. He's cold brew man only.
Oh, I spill it on my pants. So what?
Yeah.
Bring another round.
He don't care.
He don't. Yeah.
He's like,
I like to caffeinate my genitals. What?
What? Yeah. Pour it on me. Yeah, just pour it on me.
I dare you.
Sir, there's turbulence. Fine.
I don't care.
Bring
don't
it.
Care.
Bring
here.
Me another.
You're a lot safer there. Have you tried that the nitro, though? Oh, my God. At Starbucks, nitro is
delicious.
So good.
Is that a cold?
Yeah. That's cold,
that's
too.
Cold.
It's a cold. Yeah, it's a cold. Yeah, yeah, it's right, a nitrogen infused, so it's really good.
Oh, Biggie just did a chef kiss.
Oh, yeah.
That is
the
sexiest thing I've seen in a long time, Big. Oh, yes.
Dunkin' Donuts needs a thicker lid, because I've had that happen. I've gone to Dunkin' Donuts, and when they hand you the coffee a lot of times, just squeezing the cup to put your hand around it, it pops off.
Oh.
And it's like too shallow or something.
Yeah.
And I've done it. I've done it before, and they it's defective.
They've got to look at.
Sure, the girl working the window didn't recognize you. look who's at the
Mom's
window.
Mom said to look out for you.
Mr. I can't text back, Dave Aiken.
Let's see how your genitals like this.
Look, lady, ain't got no extra money. You ain't getting them from me.
This one's on the house.
And on me.